We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular.
Today's show is titled The Tortoise in the Air. If you enjoy this episode, be sure to subscribe to Story Spectacular on your podcast app.
Who wants a story?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Welcome to Story Spectacular, the silly story show you can take on the go. Listen along in the car, on an airplane, or even while you're riding in a hot air balloon.
Woohoo!
I'm your host, Angie. A long, long time ago, when Tildy was just a young tortoise, she raced around the whole world against Jack the Rabbit. Who do you think won the race? Let's hear all about it in our air travel adventure now. The Tortoise in the Air. A long, long time ago, when Tildy was just a young tortoise, she had a great race against Jack the Rabbit. They both entered a daring contest. The first one to travel around the whole world would be the winner. Jack Rabbit decided to race around the world in an airplane.
I prefer to call it a hairplane.
But Tildy the tortoise wanted to travel in a hot air balloon.
That looks like a fun ride.
What a bunch of fluff,
said Jack Rabbit.
You'll never beat me in that slow-moving balloon. I'll fly around the world twice by the time you cross the finish line, Tildy.
Perhaps you will, Jack Rabbit, but I think it will be a great way to see the world. And besides, slow and steady wins the race.
We'll see about that.
A huge crowd gathered to watch Tildy the Tortoise and Jack Rabbit start the race.
One, two, three, go! And they're off!
Jack Rabbit sped down the runway and soared way up in the sky. Soon his plane disappeared into the clouds. Tildy slowly lifted off in her colorful hot air balloon. She waved goodbye to the crowd.
Goodbye!
Then floated up, up, and away. She slowly drifted over the ocean. Tildy could see tiny tropical islands and great big ships. She even saw a whale who waved back to Tildy with its tail.
Hello down there.
Hello there, tortoise.
Meanwhile, Jack Rabbit was whizzing along way up in the clouds.
Golly, I can't see a thing. I hope I'm heading in the right direction. Maybe I'll land the plane and see where I am.
Jackrabbit touched down in his plane and landed on a big iceberg. He looked around and saw a polar bear waving at him.
Gee, are you lost?
Said the polar bear.
Yeah. Where in the world am I?
Well, you're at the North Pole, of course.
Uh-oh.
Jackrabbit's ears drooped down.
I'm way off track.
He hopped back into his little airplane and took off. At that very same moment, Tildy was flying over a desert. She looked down from her balloon and saw great big pyramids made of sand. They reached high towards the sky.
Would you look at that?
She also saw a kind old camel walking along in the desert sand.
Hello down there, camel.
The camel gave her a friendly nod.
Hi there.
Meanwhile, Jackrabbit was lost again. He flew through the clouds for hours and hours.
Golly gee, I can't see anything up here. I wonder where I am now.
He landed his little plane and looked around. There was snow all around him again, but this time he saw a penguin waddling towards him.
What on earth are you doing way down here, Mr. Rabbit?
I'm afraid I'm lost. Can you tell me where I am?
Why, this is Antarctica. You're in the South Pole.
Oh, no.
Jack Rabbit's ears flopped down and he soaked his way back to the plane. He took off once again. In the meantime, Tildy the tortoise was soaring over the Great Wall of China.
Amazing!
Then another great big ocean. She saw tiny islands with volcanoes.
Wowza!
Tildy saw dolphins leaping out of the water and birds flying high. They all waved to Tildy.
Hello, new friend!
Hi there!
Hello!
Tildy crossed the entire ocean and floated back over land. She saw tall, snowy mountains, big blue lakes, and fields that stretched on as far as the eye could see. All along the way, she saw new friends who waved to her from the ground as she floated by up high in the sky.
Hello down there.
Howdy, tortoise.
Nice to meet you.
What a beautiful balloon.
Finally, she made it to the finish line. The crowd was all so eager to see who would make it back home first.
It's Tildy the tortoise! She beat Jack the rabbit!
Tildy landed her balloon as the crowd cheered.
Scootily-doo! What do you know? I won the race!
Hooray!
They had a celebration for the victorious tortoise. A few hours later, Jack the Rabbit puttered his plane across the finish line.
Oh no, I lost the race, and I didn't see anything but clouds and snow. Guess I underestimated you and your balloon, Tildy.
Like I said, slow and steady wins the race. But don't be sad, Jack Rabbit. We can ride around the whole world in my balloon together next time.
Gosh, you mean it?
Of course, my friend.
Tildy and Jack did just that. 1 year later, the tortoise and the hare took to the air and had a wonderful trip around the world in a hot air balloon.
Woohoo!
Congratulations to Tildy the tortoise for winning the race. She really is a tortoise worth celebrating.
Woohoo!
Speaking of things that are turtly awesome, we just received some Anna mail from our real life and imaginary listener friends.
Anna mail!
Up first, it's Leon.
Hi, my name is Leon, and my chicken sound is quack. Chicken and we both grill chicken and my story is the shapescape and the sheet paper and the snake was hungry and I like it and I love it and I love you and I want to spoil you but I love you.
Aw, thank you for the love, Leon. That chicken noise was excellent. Next, we will hear from Eden from Australia.
Hello, Angie. My name is Eden. My favorite story from Story Spectacular is Jazz Cat. Thank you for all of the podcast. Ra-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Ra-ta-ta-ta-ta. My favorite animal is a cat. Meow. Meow, meow.
Yay, that cat scat had me feline good. Up next, it's Baker.
Hi, my name is Baker, and I'm a car. My favorite story is Spectacular, because then we were a team.
Wow, Baker, your car noises were really cool. Now it's Amelia from Malaysia's turn.
Pretending to be with a cheetah. My favorite episode of Story Spectacular was Digger Feels Ill and Digger's Dilemma. Thank you.
Woohoo, Amelia, your cheetah call was wild.
Ow, ow.
Let's hear from Finn.
Hi, my name is Finn. And I'm 3 years old, and I live in Washington, D.C., and my favorite podcast is The Shape Escape, and my animal is a unicorn.
Yay!
Yay, Finn! That unicorn sound was magical! Last but not least, we will hear from our imaginary animal friend named Ollie the Elephant. Ollie writes,
Dear Angie and friends, my name is Ollie and I'm an elephant. I migrate around the forests and grasslands of southern Africa with my mom and aunts and sister and cousins. My whole elephant family and I just listened to the episode all about the weather girl who enjoyed playing outside in the changing weather. I really like when the weather changes too. I especially like to play in the rain. It's so much fun to splash in mud puddles with my big elephant feet. I also like to fill my trunk with water and splash my big sister. Guess what? My mom taught me a really cool trick to predict when a thunderstorm is coming. I listen hard with my big ears and can hear thunderstorms coming from far away. I can also feel vibrations in the ground with my feet, too. Maybe when I grow up, I'll be the first elephant meteorologist. If I do, I'll be sure to write back again with my elephant trunk and let you know. Until then, have an elephantastic day! Signed, Ollie the Elephant.
Thanks for the listener mail, Ollie. I loved hearing all about the fun you have playing with your family in the great outdoors. Your trick to predict a thunderstorm was elephantastic. Looking forward to reading more animail from our animal listeners soon.
Animail!
Today's show was a wild animal celebration. We heard all about Tildy's amazing race around the world in a hot air balloon. What do you know? She made it around faster than Jack Rabbit and got to see some incredible things along the way, too.
Scootily-doo!
No wonder Tildy knows so much about the world. We also heard from our real-life and imaginary animal friends in our brand new animal segment. Today's show really makes me want to pack up my elephant trunk and travel around the world.
Story Spectacular.
Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. To learn more about this show and to purchase original children's books, go to storyspectacular.com. If you love today's incredible story, you may also enjoy reading some spectacular books by me, Angela Ferrari. Titles include What Do You See?, The Shape Escape, Digger's Daily Routine, and An Extraordinary Book. These books are available for Kindle and in paperback at storyspectacular.com/books and on Amazon. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's amazing story. And be sure to tell all of your friends about your favorite episodes of Story Spectacular. Your support is what makes this show so spectacular. Thanks for listening. Goodbye, hot air balloon animals. Elephant, thank you very much.